Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda. Let's bring in our next guest of the fourth period. It is Irfan Ghaffar. What's up, Irf?
What's going on, boys? Happy March. Unbeaten in the month of March.
That's true. Factually correct.
It can only be better than February, I think. It'd be very hard to be worse, so I'm going to say it can only be better for the Vancouver Canucks. Before we get into that, like how worried are you about Russell Wilson trade speculation? Just like on a scale of 1 to 10 on the worryometer, 10 being the most worried?
Well, he wanted to get out before J.J. Watt signed in Arizona. Now he probably wants to get the hell out.
It's true.
So, I mean, I don't know. Look, it's funny when these things come out because it's obviously the team said something to someone, and then obviously Russell Wilson's camp is now saying something to someone. So,
it's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to do whatever he wants to do. He's 2 years away from cashing in again for another insane contract. So, the O-line's been the O-line for the Seahawks for forever. And, like, now, after how many years in your career, you want to say the O-line's crap and get me a better O-line?
Yeah, maybe,
or was it 2 years ago?
Maybe do a restructuring.
Why did you still pick on the Super Bowl?
You want to be Tom Brady? Tom Brady takes less money all the time, man. He knows what's up. He knows how to get a job done and get
That's
the team
true.
Right. Anyways.
You sound like a couple of Seahawks fans venting. The guy wants spotlight somewhere else, boys. That's what it comes down to.
Back on the Canucks.
Vegas would probably be the ideal place for him, I think. I think he'd like to go there.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Vegas, really?
That's true.
I mean, we see it in the NHL, too. Irfan Ghaffar, I guess, the fourth period. So the trade that seemed to be getting done but didn't get done, the Jake for Danton Heinen trade, what's your read on all of that and our talks, at least for now, on the back burner?
I think talks are still happening around the league right now with Jim and teams about certain players. I think as we're getting to that time now where, you know, we're not too far away from the NHL trade deadline, and teams are starting to look at what they need and if they need players and if they need to, you know, have guys that, you know, they come in and can help themselves, you know, get over the hump or you know, into the playoffs or help them in the postseason. Now, do I think that, you know, Jake Virtanen is going to be a member of the Vancouver Canucks, you know, when the season starts next season? That's hard to say. I think that, you know, where there's smoke, there's definitely a lot of fire. I think that, you know, there was something kind of brewing with the Anaheim Ducks and Heinen. So it didn't happen. Not to say that, you know, talks have stopped or they're on the back burner or to say that, but I think that, you know, it was a situation where, I think there may have been some money involved coming the other way, and I don't believe that, you know, ownership kind of wanted to take on a little bit more salary. I think that this was a case of, you know, we all know how much Jake Virtanen is making next season. We all know that was the way the contract was structured, and we knew it was going to be tough no matter what to work that into next season's, you know, money going out for the Vancouver Canucks. So I think that, you know, it's going to get to a point where Jim's got to look at everything, not only Jake. I think he's going to look at other guys that are potentially are still under contract for next season, because he knows what's coming. And, you know, you talk about stuff being on the back burner with Jake, you know, you don't think that the Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes contracts are top of mind for those guys in that office. So I think that there's a lot that's going to go into it in the next few weeks. Should be pretty interesting.
Absolutely. And when we talk about Jake Virtanen, we got to go back 5 or 6 months as well. After the season, Jim Benning kind of issued a challenge or voiced his disappointment at the effort in the playoffs from Jake Virtanen. So I guess my question is, if we knew that you know, point of view was out there at that point in time, why keep Jake around if you weren't in love with this game at that point?
Well, I don't think this is the first time that we're hearing Jake trade rumors. I think that that's been happening for the last year, maybe even longer, with, you know, Jake and the Vancouver Canucks, and kind of, you know, as so many people talk about him needing a change of scenery and that being good for both parties, and I truly do believe that too, but at the same time, Jim's got to do what's best for his team right now. And, you know, you're not just going to give a player like Jake, who's still a young player, who's probably still has a lot to give to another team for absolutely nothing, right? So I think, especially the way that, you know, things are read and taken in this market, I think that there's still a lot of people that do believe in Jake. And I think there's people that have sold out on Jake and don't really believe that he can be a player that, you know, the Canucks envisioned when they drafted him and, you know, went over the last few years as well. But, you know, he's still here. You know, he's still a Vancouver Canuck for now. And I think that for them at that point, when you mentioned at the end of the season, when they talked about, you know, kind of Jake not being the player like that Alex Tuck is or whatever that comment was, I kind of vaguely remember what Jim did say. But I think that they did try to trade him. And I think that just stuff didn't work out, and ended up having to, you know, avoid arbitration and offer him a contract and then kind of see what happens down the road. So I think that that's where they're at right now.
I mean, we saw it in the offseason, and we're seeing it now. It's just and it's not as though this ownership group hasn't put the money down in years past. I mean, if I were the owner of an NHL team and I saw how much money I was paying to guys that aren't really carrying a lot of weight on the roster, I would imagine it would get frustrating. Plus, we have the whole pandemic situation adding on top of that. But, you know, what this weekend did really is highlight, you know, how difficult the job is for Jim, or if there's somebody else in the future. Like, if it's got to be dollar in, dollar out, that's a very difficult way to try and improve your hockey team.
Absolutely. Especially if, you know, you're getting into a situation where, you know, you're not really allowed to bring in any money.
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably the toughest thing, right? That makes not only Jim's job, but really if any GM is dealing with that from their owner around the league, and I'm sure there are, about making trades and potentially, you know, trying to improve your team that way. It's, you know, get money out, but you're not really bringing any back in, but you have to figure it out because that's what you're here for. So, you know, it's a tough job. And I think that, you know, a lot of us sit here and look at it and say, oh, how come they haven't traded him yet? How come they haven't done this? How come they haven't done that? And I do think that, you know, there are some tough decisions that are being made, and there's, you know, discussions that are ongoing between, you know, obviously ownership and management, and then management and coaches as to kind of how they want to improve their team and where they see themselves here. And some decisions are going to be made and people aren't going to like them. So we're going to have to see what happens here in the next few weeks. But again, like I said, it's hard for me to say if, you know, Jake's really going to be a Canuck next season, because just with the way the money's going to work and what needs to happen, what needs to come in, what needs to go out, I think that, you know, we can all kind of read the tea leaves there a little bit.
There has been a lot of speculation of a buyout because, you know, before the age of 25, it doesn't hurt that much against the salary cap. Do you think that's even on the table?
Oh, I think potentially everything should be on the table. I think that especially where we are now, Reach, like you mentioned, the global pandemic, you know, money being tight, not only obviously here, but everywhere. I think that all options should definitely be on the table. Now, whether or not, you know, a buyout, you know, is an option that the owners want to do, I think that remains to be seen. But I think that, you know, if I'm Jim Benning or any other general manager, I'm looking at everything to A, try and improve my hockey team, and B, try and free up some money. Because like I said, you know, everyone keeps talking about the Quinn Hughes and Elias Pettersson contracts, and I'm pretty sure those are going to be two pretty, pretty big ones.
You listen to Reach Deeper, joined by Irfan Ghaffar. Irf, okay, let's talk about some other trade targets here, because Jake Virtanen's potentially not the only one. Brandon Sutter, there seems to be a debate of, is there value out there, is there not? Do you believe there's value out there for Brandon Sutter?
Potentially. I think that if a team right now, they're getting into the point where they're looking down their list of centers and they say, okay, can we add one more guy? Do we need one more guy? Is Brandon Sutter really going to put us over the top? Now, a lot of people in this market will probably say no, but the way that other teams go, if he doesn't need to be a guy there, you know, he's the guy that plays, you know, limited ice time. And you know, he's good on the PK. His faceoff numbers aren't that bad this season. So I think that, you know, and he stayed healthy. I think that's probably the biggest thing for Brandon Sutter and for people watching him right now, is that, you know, he's actually stayed healthy this season. And obviously that's a good thing for him. But if it's, and for the Vancouver Canucks, if they are trying to deal him, I do think that there could be some value there. But what's good value at this point where we are with the current climate of what's happening in the National Hockey League around teams? Like, I'll even ask you guys, like, what is good value right now to get a guy off the books? Is it a draft pick? Is it a prospect? Is it just getting him out of here? Like, I'm trying to wrap that question around my head myself, is what is good value for a player right now?
Yeah. And you got to find teams that are have enough cap
space.
Yeah. And they're willing to dance right now too, because the money situation is not, you know, solely in Vancouver. It's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Bob Murray on the other side of the trade talks this weekend was like, maybe can you help me out here, right? Like, it's the same for everybody all around the league. You know, you don't have any fans in the stands. You're not getting nearly as much revenue as you had in the past. It's going to be difficult. I guess the question is, because obviously, you know, the unrestricted free agents like Pearson and Ben and Sutter, you know, you'd have to think that they'll be on the table if the Canucks get to a point where, you know, it does seem absolutely insurmountable. It's almost there that they can get to a playoff spot. But do you think ownership would be willing to eat some of that money in order to get back a better return? Because especially with Sutter, whose cap hit is over $4 million, that's kind of tough for contenders to fit in this time of year as you get closer to the playoffs. It might serve the Canucks well to eat 25, 30%, maybe all the way up to 50 in order to get a better piece back in return, whether it's a second round or a third round pick, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The way that we've seen things go this season with this team, it just doesn't make any sense to me as to, you know, have them want to eat salary or retain any salary. I just don't see a situation where we're going to get into at, you know, when it comes to the trade deadline or anything like that, is, you know, is this team going to retain salary on not just maybe Brandon Sutter or really anyone that they're trying to, you know, move. I think the point right now is to try and move money. And I think that, you know, we've heard that term move money a lot in the off season. And even during the bubble a little bit last year, is how they were going to make next year work. And we're still in that situation right now. I think it's all about trying to get dollars out, because you're going to have to bring a lot more dollars in next season.
Irf, you're the best. We'll talk soon.
All right, boys. Be well.